Yitzios HaShabbos, the exitings of Shabbos, the movings of Shabbos. Shnayim Shein Arba Bifnim, V'Shnayim Shein Arba Bachutz. They are two, which are really four, indoors, and two, which are really four, outdoors. Ketzad, what does that mean? So you say, Ha'ani Omeid Bachutz. If there was a poor man standing outside, V'Balabayis Bifnim, and the homeowner was inside. Pashat Ha'ani Es Yadu Lifnim, V'Nasin L'Soch Yadu Shel Balabayis. If the Ani stuck his hand out from outside to inside, and then placed something into the hand of the Balabas, Oshan Notol Mitocha, or he took something out of it, V'Hotzi Ha'ani, and the poor person pulled it out, Chayev, Ha'ani Chayev, then the Ani is responsible, because he's the one who did the transfer from one Rishos to the other, V'Balabayis Potter, and the Balabayis is not responsible. Pashat Balabayis Es Yadu L'Chutz, if the Balabas stuck his hand out from his home, and placed something into the hand of the poor person. Oh, shenatal misocha, or he took something from the ani's hand, which is in the Rosh Rabbim. Vehichnis balabayis chayev. Then he pulled it in. The balabayis is responsible, and the ani is potter. Okay. Pashal ha'ani es yado lifnim. If the ani stuck his hand inside and then opened his hand, v'not right. V'natal balabayis mitocha, and then the balabas took it out of his hand. Osha nasan l'socha, or he put something into that hand. V'hotzi shneim b'tumim, and neither one has done a full ma'isa, which would include an akira, which is lifting the thing up from one rishus, v'hanach, and placing it down in the other rishus. Right? In this situation, neither one of them did it. But pashat balabayis says yado l'chutz. Similarly, if the balabas stuck his hand outside, v'natal ha'ani misocha, then the ani took out the thing from his hand. Osha nasan l'socha v'hichnis. Or he placed something into it and the balabas pulled it back in, shneim turin, then they both will be potter. Okay. So that was shneim shein arba bifnim, shneim shein arba bachutz. It was a total of eight examples just given. Says the Gemara, Bezim ben Aleph, Tanan Hasam. We learned elsewhere in the Masechta Shavuos. It says, Shavuos, when it comes to types of shvua, shtayim shehein arba. There are two kinds of shvua which really have four different aspects to them. Yediyas hatumah, knowledge of tumah. So a person who is, you know, who does in the area of tumah, so he has to know that, right? In other words, making something kodesh tameh, he has to know. He ate kodesh or went to Beis Hamikdash. He has to know what he's doing. So yediyas hatumah shtayim shehem arba. There are two, which are really four. Maros negaim. When it comes to what things look like as far as tzara'as, what color white the tzara'as is. So, shtayim shehein arba. There's also two, which are really four. Yitzias HaShabbos, the Mishnah says, shtayim shehein arba. So there, in that Mishnah, it describes the Yitzios of Shabbos as two, which are four. In our Mishnah, it says, shtayim shehein arba bifnim, and shtayim shehein arba bachutz. So the Gemara says, ma'ishna hachad, tani beis shehein dal bifnim, beis shehein dal bachutz. Why here do we say two that are four inside and two that are four outside, but then over there in Shavuos it just says two that are four and that's it? Here, which is the main Masecha Shabbos, so we mentioned Avos and we mentioned Toldos, but over there where it's Masecha Shavuos, Shabbos is just mentioned as an aside, so Avos Tani, Toldos, Lotani. It mentions the Avos, Malachos, the main categories of Malachos, the Lotani, right? Toldos lotani, but it doesn't mention the toldos. Avos ma'nius. He said, wait a minute, what is avos? Yitzios, the leaving. It's called hotza after all. So leaving the rishuses. The yitzios tre havyon. And there's only two yitzios. V'chitema mehen l'chiyav mehen liftur. If that Mishnah which says shayim shehin arba means, and that's all, means some you're chayavan and some you're pateron, v'hadjomi demaras tagan katani. It says that they're similar to Maros Negaim, and just like by Negaim, Mahasam Kul L'Chiyuv, Avachanami L'Chul L'Chiyuv. That Mishnah and Shavuos is clearly saying things that are all L'Chiyuv. They're not telling you that there's some things on Shabbos that you're putter for. Here, in our Mishnah, which is Ikar Shabbos, so we tell you what you're Chayavan and what you're putter on. Hasam, the Lav Ikar Shabbos, Chiyuv Itani, Upturi Lo Tani. There we're only telling you the things you would be Chayavan and not the things you'd be putter on. That's why it's Shtayim Shehin Arba over there. But here, it's Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim and Shtayim Shehein Arba Bachutz. So you say, Chiyuvi Ma'inihu Yitzios. Yitzios, Tarti Havyan. Shtayim Dehotza'a, V'shtayim Dehachnasa. Right? So he said, Yitzios, there's only two. So he said, well, no, there's two of Hotza'a, of taking out, V'shtayim Dehachnasa, and two of bringing in. Right? So that's four. Shtayim Shehein Arba. So the Gemara says, wait, V'ha Yitzios, Katani. It says, Yitzios, HaShabbos. Right? in the Mishnah in Shavuos. Amar Rav Ashi, Tana Hachnasa Nami Hotza Karila. Hotza, which really means taking out of a Rishus, is also bringing something into a Rishus. Meaning Hotza, in the context of Shabbos, really means transferring from one Rishus to another, whether you're taking something out or you're bringing something in. Nimai, where do we know that from? Midatnan, Hamotzi Me Rishus Le Rishus Chayef. When it says, a person who's motzi from one rishus to the other is chayif. Milo askin to a kamal mishus a rabin li rishus a yachid. Wouldn't that be true even if a person is taken from outdoors to indoors? That would be considered motzi me rishus le rishus. Indeed, it would be. The kari le hotza'a. And you see that the expression of hotza'a is appropriate. V'tayim amai. Why is it? What? Why? Why would you say taking out for bringing in? Kol akiras chayvetzi mekomo. Because in a certain way, anytime you remove an object from its place, tana hotza'a, kari le, the tana refers to that as taking it out of its place. In other words, it doesn't mean, normally you'd say hotza would be taking something out of a house, right, into public. Here we're saying no, it just means taking something from its place is called being motzi the thing to something else, even though in contemporary, so to us we don't really understand this, but normally in Hebrew it's not how you would say it. You would not say that you're being motzi something from the yard into the house. You'd say you're being machnesit into the house, right? So, but the answer is no. Regarding the Shabbos, you're taking it out from its place that it's presently in and moving to a different place. And that's indeed, already nowadays, in Shabbos, whenever we talk about the melacha of Hotzah, this is indeed how we do it. So this is not so surprising. Now, Amar Ravina. Listen, if you look at the Mishnah carefully, you'll see it says Yitzios HaShabbos, and then it describes immediately Hachnasa Shmamina. You see from here. Rava says Rishuyos Katani. Rishuyos Shabbashtayim. Rava actually has a different text. That when instead of saying Yitzios HaShabbos, it says Rishuyos HaShabbos. Okay. Amar Rav Masna La'abai. Ha Tamni Havyan Tartisrei Havyan. What do you mean to say that there are eight? There should really be 16. There should really be 12. So he said, wait a minute. Ula Taimech Shitzrei Havyan. Really, there should be 16. Amar Lehi Kasha. So let's try to explain that. Bishlama Bava Dereisha. If you look at the first section of our Mishnah, where it said the Anis Chayev and the Balabais is Pater, the Balabais Chayev, the Anis Pater, so it's Pater for Mechatas, and it's Mutter Lechatchila. So let's see. Pater Umutter Lokatani. So it doesn't say Pater and Mutter. El Abava de Seifa to Pater Aval Asur Kasher. But the second half, where it says Pater, and it means Pater Aval Asur, so that's where we have a question. You're pater from achatos, but you're still aser d'rabbanan. Whenever it says right, when it says pater, generally it means pater aval aser. So we say, wait a minute, mi iko bekunei Shabbos pater umutter. In all of Shabbos, is there such a thing as something using the word pater, but it's still permitted? For Amar Shmuel, ko pater the Shabbos pater aval aser. Yeah, everything on Shabbos that is pater is pater aval aser. Whenever we use the language pater, you should assume it means that you don't get the death penalty or you don't have to bring a carbon, but it doesn't mean you're allowed. Bar mehani tlas, with three exceptions to pater umoter. And what are those? Tzedas svi, trapping a deer. Vetzedas nachash, even these are all very specific cases. Trapping a snake. Umafis mursa, and lancing a boil. Yeah, so like piercing it and getting out the lecha. So we have to find out. Those are very specific cases. Ki etzrichle de Shmuel pture de ka'avid maisa. So he said there can't be. How could you say any of the cases in the first half of our Mishnah are considered pater aval mutter if we know that Shmuel said nothing is pater aval mutter with the exception of these three? So you say no. That's when you're doing a maisa. Shmuel was talking about an action that you do that we could say you're pater, and it actually means pater and mutter. De lo ka'avid maisa. But things where you're not doing any maisa at all, right? Where you're just sitting in your place and something happens, we say pater, it's pater umutter. Mikol makom tarti srei havyan. So he said, really, you could find 12 different cases in our Mishnah. So he said, what is the, why specifically does our Mishnah say, right, eight? So he said, p'turei de'isbahu de'asibahu lidei chiyuv echatas kachashiv, de'lasibu lidei chatas lo. We're saying in our Mishnah that the things that we're saying you're pater of are things that otherwise could have brought you to a chiyav chatas if done differently, and therefore it's shnehem pturin, right? Then we're saying they're both pater. Says the Gemara, it's abed malacha b'menayhu. Both people are pater. Wait a minute, they did a malacha together. At the end of the day, there was an akira and a hanacha done, and when you combine those two people, they succeeded in a malacha. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, me'im Me am haaretz be'asosa ha'osas kula v'lo ha'osa es miktsasa. Because the pasuk says be'asosa, right? A person who does it. You have to do the whole malacha and not part of it. The Torah doesn't aser doing a partial malacha if it's something that's done by two. Yachid v'asa osa chayiv, shnayim v'asa osa p'turin. If two people do a malacha that could really be done by one person, then they're both potter. Et manami amr b'chir b'gamda, nizruka mipi chavura v'amru b'asosa yachid sh'asa chayiv, shnayim sh'asa p'turin. If it was thrown from a group, so, right, mipi chavura, amru b'asosa. It says ba'asosa yachid shasa chayev shneim shasa p'turin. Only if one person does it, is it chayev. But if it's two people, it is p'turin. Bar mine rav me rebi hitino chaveru ochlin umashkin v'hotzion lechutz mahu. What if they put onto a person? You loaded a person up with food and drinks, and then he took them from Rishus Yachid out to Rishus Rabbim. Mahu. What's the deal? Akiras gufo kakiras chayvetz is picking up his body to now walk outside. The same as picking up an object, mimakomo, dami, umachayev, and in the bichayev, like, because that's carrying. Odilma lo, or maybe because he didn't lift it up himself, then that's not considered. The fact that he's walking, akiras gufo, getting his body up out of its right standing position or sitting position is not enough to consider. Amalei chayev, bichayev. The eno domet liyado. It's different than a person's hand. My time. Why is that? Gufo naich, yado lo naich. A person's hand is never considered sitting still. Therefore, right, hilkach ki hotza lo akar midi, ve'ein derech hotza b'lo akira v'hanach. It has to be picked up and put down, right? So your body, right, or Rashi has another lashon, yado basar gufa greira. Yeah, like your hand follows your body. So a hand is different. Gimel and Beis. Amar lei Rav Chia le Rav. So Rav Chia said to Rav, Bar Pachte, son of great ones. Lo amina l'cha ki koi Rebbe b'hai mesechta l'shtal mesechta achriti. Haven't I told you that when Rebbe is learning one mesechta, you're not to ask him about a different mesechta? Dilma lava adaite. Maybe he won't remember at the moment. The ilav de Rebbe gavarabahu, and if Rebbe was not as great as he actually is, kasafte, you will have embarrassed him. De mishani lachshinu d'lavshinu, because he may answer you an answer that's not really a complete answer, because he's so absorbed in what he's learning that to ask him on a totally different subject is not. So hashtam yas shaper mishani lach. So, but in this case, Taka, he really did give you a good answer. Tanya hayatan ochnu mashkin bod yom. If a person was carrying food and drink just before Shabbos, v'tzil mechutz mishech hashecha, and then he carried them out just after it got dark, chayel v'sheino dom liyado, because it's different than a person's hand, which is extended out and then pulled back in, because your body is really, your hand is considered, right? Rashi said it is considered connected to your body, and therefore it's different. But if you're walking with the thing, it's considered an akira and a hanacha. Right, so in other words, we were comparing. If I have my hand out into Rishus HaRabim and then I pull it into Rishus HaYachid, right? So that's different because one was before Shabbos. I had my hand out there before Shabbos and I pulled it in non-Shabbos. So when did I do the Akir? When did I do the Hanacha? But that's different than if I'm walking, because even though I didn't lift it up new, Akiras Gufo is like Akiras Chayfetz. Yeah, it's like as if I lifted up the thing fresh right now every time I'm taking a step. I'm about Pshita Liyada Shalodama. It's pashut to me that a person's hand is neither the same as Rishus HaRabim nor the same as Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaRabim lo damia, it's not the same as Rishus HaRabim, miyado de ani. Right? I see that from the hand of the poor person, because it says when you took the Baal HaBayis from it, from the hand, he's pater, from the ani's hand. Rishus HaYachid lo damia, but it's not the same either as Rishus HaYachid, miyado de Baal HaBayis, from the hand of the Baal HaBayis, where we see that if the ani took from the balabayas' hand, it's potter. Okay. So if you put your hand out into Rishus HaRabim, right, it's still not quite the same. What's the halacha about a person's hand that did the Rabbanon treat it like a karmelis? A karmelis is a place that's not fully Rishus HaYachad, it's not fully Rishus HaRabim. Right, it's in the Rishus HaRabim. A lot of people travel through it. Rishus HaYachid is a private domain. So there's the most things are really in the middle, meaning unless it's a Rishus HaRabim d'oraisa, right? It's a karmelis, which we have knas. The Rabbanan said you can't do it, and they mikon suah Rabbanan la dure legabe. The Rabbanan say if you have something in a karmelis, you can't carry it into your private house, right? Most streets today are going to be a Carmelist, the beach, right? Different places are Carmelist. We're going to learn about that. So if a person put his hand out to take something from a Carmelist, do we knas him that now his yad cannot come back in? So would you have to stay like that with the thing in your hand, because the same way that you can't take something in from a Carmelist? Olo, or not. Tashma, ha'isa yadamalei ha'peres. If a person's hand, so let's say, a person's hand was full of fruit, the hotziya l'chutz, and he stuck it out from his house into Rishus HaRavim. Tani, or into, right, out of his house, like a Carmel. So his hand is now going to be like the Carmelites, we want to know. Tani chada, osu l'hachazira, right? One Tana said that it's prohibited to pull your hand back in. Maybe the question is whether your hand, which is not exactly in a Rishus HaRabim, it's not exactly Rishus HaYachid, it's your hand, right? That we treat, machlokas is whether or not we knas you to treat it like a Carmelist and that your hand is really stuck. Everyone would agree that your hand is like a Carmelist. Under 10 Tzvachim in Rishus HaRabim is considered Rishus HaRabim. Above 10 Tzvachim Rishus HaRabim is called a Mekom Petur, which we're going to learn more about as well. And it's not the same as Rishus HaRabim. Above 10 Tzvachim is called Mekom Petur, and for many things, it's not considered. We're going to learn a lot about that in the next coming pages. So therefore, maybe that's what they're arguing about, and everyone would agree that if it's less than 10 Tzvachim, that they knas you. Can't bring it in. These are both talking about under 10 tzvachim, but still it's not like a karmelist. One is where you stuck your hand out while it was still Friday. Right? Another one is when it was after dark. If you stuck your hand out during Friday, they didn't knas you. But after dark, if on Shabbos you stuck your hand out, they did knas you, and that's what the machlokas was over there. So we say, other rabbi, ibchem is tavr. It makes much more sense. Wait a minute. In the daytime, if you stuck your hand out on Friday, right? So then we say, if you would put it down in Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't come to a chatas. So let the rabbanan knas you. We don't want you to keep it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and then you put it down. If you wind up putting it down, you could come, right, to actually do the malacha of motzi from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So we can only afford to knas you if you would leave it there and eventually put it down. Your hand gets tired, so you put it down, you would not really be over anything. Then we could knas you. What you're doing is wrong. Keeping it there from when Shabbos started was a bad idea, so we'll knas you. But if you did something even worse by stretching it on Shabbos, the danger is you might come to a much more serious malacha. So then, right? Lo lakasur abonam. Umid lo kashani nahachi. And from the fact that we don't say that, tifshut derev Bibi Barabai, the boy of Bevoy Barabai, Bevoy Barabai says, Hidbik Paspetandor. So listen to this story. The person, they used to cook, they still do this for like waffles and things. They cook it on the outside of this oven, a wall. So that's what it means. They stuck bread on the outside, it's like a pizza type of thing, on the outside of an oven. So a person stuck it on. So until it cooks, you're not over the Malacha D'oraisa. So should you take it off? Are you allowed to take it off quickly? So it won't come to Daraisa. On the other end of the Rabbanan, you can't take it off. But here it would stop the Malacha Daraisa, right? So he threw lo the radosa kodim shevel lechiv chatas. Do they permit you to take it down before you come to chatas? Oh, he threw. Did they not permit? Tifsho the lo he threw. We can conclude that they're not matir, meaning we don't give you special leniency because maybe you'll come to a Daraisa. Right? We say, listen, if you made that mistake, we're going to knas you. And if that means you're going to come to Adaraisa more likely because of our knas, so what? That's the punishment. The punishment was that you're being punished, right? You should take Shabbos more seriously. And even if it could mess you up, right? So we say, hello, Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Tifshot, right? And you're right, it's straightforward. Ibai Semel Olam Lo Tifshot. Really, we can't conclude this. Hello, Kasha. Kan Besho, Kan Bemezit. Bishogeg, if a person, the question was whether or not a person did it bishogeg, right, by accident or bemezid or deliberately. Bishogeg, when a person forgot it was Shabbos or forgot it was Asur, lo kansur abanam, the Rabbanan did not knas you. Bemezid, when a person did it on purpose, kansur abanam, that's when the Rabbanan make the knas. Maybe both cases are bishogeg, and still there's a disagreement. If the question is, do we knas a shogeg because of mezid. Once we make the knas on the person who did it by mezid, do we also say so to shogeg, anyone who does this, or would it depend whether you are shogeg or mezid? Myself, I'll cut to shogeg to mezid. Myself, I'll cut to shogeg to mezid. And that would become the disagreement. Whether or not you are knas to have your hand out there would depend upon whether we say kantu shogeg or to mezid. Iba esema, another possibility. L'olam lo kantu. Another possibility is, right? L'olam lo kantu. There is no knas. Lo kasha. Kan lo osa chatzer. One is whether you're bringing your hand back in to the same chatzer. Dalad amun aleph. Rashi explains that you're standing in the chatzer, so then, right, the one that you're standing in, and now you bring your hand back into that one, that would be mutter. But to another chatzer that's near it, you're not allowed to toss it to another one nearby. That you can't do. So kan lo chatzer acheres. Kidba'a. Mine Rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman. So yadam la peyatz v'tzir l'chutz. Ma'u la chzir l'osa chatzir. Amadei motu l'chatzir acheres. Ma'u amadei asr. So he asked him, if you stuck your hand out and then you realize or whatever, you want to bring it back in. So you could bring it back into your same chatzir, but you cannot bring it to another one. Umay shna. So he said, they said, well, what's the difference? So he said, l'chi techol Allah kura de milcha. He said, yeah, when you maybe there's two expressions in Rashi, but he answered him with like a joke, to say like when you measure for me a kur of salt, or maybe when you eat an entire kur of salt while mulling over the question, then I'll tell you an answer. Not clear why he decided to make this joke now, but then he told him then or then the Gemara tells us, Hasam lo is abed machshavto, hacha is abed machshavto. Over there, his machshava, which was to take it out of this chatzer, right, was not niskayim, because he brings it back into the same chatzer. But if he brings it to another chatzer, then his machshava is niskayim. And there's a difference, because in Shabbos, right, depending on what you are planning to do, is a huge part of whether or not it's a malacha or not. It has to do, right, the Torah talks about malachas machshavas, it has to be intelligent labor. So if it's not really what you were planning on from the beginning, that already makes it something that's less severe. Gufa, that which we said earlier, that which we just said, that which we said that a person who put bread in the oven, basically, we want to know, are you allowed to take it out of the oven quickly so that you shouldn't come to the malacha or not? So let's explore that. What's the story? So, if he was a person who did it b'shogeg and then he never remembered, right, in order to do a malacha b'shogeg, you have to have started it from not doing b'shogeg, and the malacha has to happen while you're still in a situation of shogeg. So, l'man hitir, so who are you saying is allowed to take it out of the oven? Who are we asking, right? Hitiru or not hitiru? I mean, if it's a true shogeg, he didn't realize until after the bread baked. Elalav d'ihad v'idkar. It must be that he went back and remembered in the middle. So, mimechayev, are you chayev atnan kol chayev echatos? In order to be chayev echatos, ena chayev enat shetei tichlas in shkaga, v'sof in shkaga. All the way through, from the person's action through the act, through the melacha, it has to be a shogeg. Ela b'mezid. It must be that the person did it b'mezid. We're talking about a person who put it on the tanur, b'mezid, and they realize, oh gosh, I don't want to break Shabbos. So then he's going to take it off. So he's saying, kodem shevet de'isr skila mi boile. Then it should say, we're talking about, are you allowed to take it off before you come to skila? Right, and iser, and that's at the level of the death penalty. Amar Shila, le'olam b'shogeg. We're talking about shogeg. Laman hitiru la'achir. What does it mean, hitiru? We're talking about his friends, someone else. Yeah. So in other words, if you accidentally put something on, can your wife come running and say, "No, Shabbos," and pull it off before you actually do a daraisa, right? Which would mean that you did it b'shogeg and you'd be chayev a korban. Matzkif lo Rav Sheshes. Ask Rav Sheshes. Ki amar lo machatei kedei sheyizke chavercha. Do we tell one person to sin so that the person's friends or another person should be zolcha? That can't be. Elo amar Rav Ashi lo olam b'mezid. Really, we're talking about mezid. Ema kodem sheva l'dei iser skila. And the text should read before you come to an iser skila. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava masla b'hedri. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, explicitly has that in the text of his Mishnah. Amar Rav Rabbi hidbik pas b'tanur hitir lo radosa kodem sheva l'dei iser skila. So that's what he has in his text. Okay. Pashat ha'ani es yado. If an ani stuck at his hand, amai chayev. Why is he chayev? Aba inan akira. You need akira, picking the thing up. Vehanacha. Vehanacha. So we're talking about where the ani stuck out his hand, and then the balabayas took from it. Right. So there's no. There's so the balabayas shouldn't be chayev because. Or the ani. You need akira from a place that's 4x4. And you don't have that because the person's hand is not dalet al dalet. 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So, Amar Rabba, how many Rikiba? This is according to the opinion of Rikiba, says you don't need that for an Akira. You don't need it to be off something 4x4. It's not a Zarek, Mishas Yachid, or Shasa Yachid. If a person throws something from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Yachid, Rishas Rabba be Emsa, and there's a Rishas Rabba in the middle, Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv, Acham Turin. Rabbi Kiva says you're Chayiv. So again, you have Rishas Yachid on one side of the street, and then another house on the other side of the street, there's just a rabbin. The street's Rishas HaRabim, and you throw something all the way to the other side. So it passes through Rishas HaRabim back into Rishas HaYachid. Rabbi Kiva Sover, Aminun Kaluta Kamisha Hun Chadami. If it's caught in the airspace of Rishas HaRabim on its way to another Rishas HaYachid, that's the same as placing it down directly in there. Rabbanan Tzavri Lo Aminun Kaluta Kamisha Hun Chadami. And the Rabbanan say that is not the case. They don't hold of that. So are we saying then that it's straightforward to Rabba that kaluta is catching the chevitz is the same as hun chadami?
What's
kaluta means caught in the airspace in this context. So liklot is to catch something, right? So that catching it in its airspace and being fully in that space is considered like a hanacha. And they're arguing under 10, because above 10 tefachim is not considered Rishas HaRabim, it's considered Mekon Patur, it's a place of Patur, and we'll find out more about that. So, V'hami boy boy le Rabba, we know that Rabba actually asks us a question, right? He wanted to know, are they arguing about less than 10, and here's what they're arguing about, is that what they're arguing about, where it's under 10? But above then Tvachim, everyone would agree that you're Potter. Udekuli Alma lo yalfin and Zorek Moshit. And according to everybody, we don't learn Zorek, which is tossing something from Moshit, from passing something where your arm is steady all the way through. Odilma lemaila me yud pligi. They're talking about above yud. Ubahapligi. And here's what they're disagreeing. They're talking about above 10. Rebbe Kiva Sabar yalfin and Zorek Moshit. Rebbe Kiva understands that we learn tossing from Moshe, from passing, and passing you can't do. Rabbanan Tzavi Loyal in Zerk Moshe. Rabbanan say, no, we don't learn throwing something that will then sail through above 10 Tzavachim from Moshe. But under 10, everyone would agree that you're Chayav. My time, I'm reading Kluta Kamisha Unchadamia. So maybe everybody agrees in Kluta Kamisha Unchadamia. And the question is, can we learn a new thing that tossing it even through a place of Ptur could be a problem? Hello, Kasha. They say the fact that Rabba asked this question and wasn't sure about it, it's not a problem, because after asking that question, he did conclude that indeed that is the truth. The son of Rebbe Kiva, Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadami, he concluded that Rebbe Kiva holds Kluta is Kamisha Hun Chadami. V'dilma Hanacha Hu Delo Bo'i. So maybe it's only Hanacha, right? Placing something that doesn't require a place of 4x4, Ha'akira Bo'ya. But for Akira, you do need to take it, pick it up off of something that is Dalid al Dalid. El Amar Rebbe Yosef, Amani Rebbe, this also follows the opinion of Rebbe. Hey Rebbe, which opinion of Rebbe? So there's apparently an opinion of Rebbe that makes everything good. Ilei mahadur ha Rebbe, if you mean this opinion of Rebbe, the time is zarak v'nach al gabei ziz. If a person tosses something and it lands on like a piece of wood, so Rashi says kol eitz hayotze min hakosel kari ziz, any like piece of wood that falls off of a wall or something. So it's like a tiny little splinter, a small piece of wood, and a person tosses something and it lands on that. Kol shehu, it's the size of a kol shehu. No matter how tiny that splinter is, Rebbe Mechayev v'chachamim pturim. So it didn't land on the ground. It landed on something else. So Rebbe says Yechayev, and the Chachamim say, no, that's not considered landing on something dalad al dalad. So you see, you don't need dalad al dalad according to Rebbe. Hasan, kidabay l'vavada kamam, kidabay, ta'arabay, hacha be'ilon ha'omed. Right? No, that situation is different. That was talking about a completely different situation. It's talking about a tree that was standing in Rishas HaYachid. So there's a tree in someone's backyard. V'nofo notlu Rishas HaRabim, but its branches extend out into Rishas HaRabim. V'zarek, and now you have a person who throws something, v'noch anofo, and it lands on the branches of that tree. The Rebbe Samarim Shadi nofo basar ikar. Rebbe says that tree branches follow the trunk. That we don't have the branches follow the trunk. Elohar Rebbe. So this is actually the Rebbe that we're talking about, where it says, Titania, Zarek Rishas HaRabim, Lirishas HaRabim. If a person tossed something from one Rishas HaRabim to another Rishas HaRabim, right? So let's say from one street over a house to the next street, Rishas HaYachad Be'emsa. Rebbe Mechayev HaChamutur. Rebbe's Mechayev. and the Chama Seir Patur. From Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mechayev Hayer Rabbi Shtayim. Achas Bishem Hotzah, Achas Bishem Hotzah, Rabbi is Mechayev two. One for Hotzah, taking it out. One Mishem Machnasa for coming in to the Rishon Yachid. So you're not allowed to take it from Rishon Rabbim anywhere else, and you're not allowed to take it in. Alma lo abo akira v'lo hanacha. You see, he doesn't require neither an akira from 4x4 or a hanacha of 4x4. Agavi makam dalad al dalad. Ha'itmar Allah. We learned about this. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tamar. Rabbi Shmuel both said, Hey Amad Aleph, lo mechayev Rebbe ela rishus hayachid mekora. Rebbe is only mechayev a rishus hayachid that has a roof on it in this situation. Damridan, Besa keman demalia damya. In other words, in this situation where you're tossing something through a rishus hayachid from one, and we're going to say the house catches it, it only catches it if it has a roof. Yeah, if it doesn't have a roof, then we don't say that it becomes its own space when there's a roof over the house, and then it catches anything that goes through it. But if it doesn't have a roof, not. So if you want to say that the same thing in our case, that would be all good to Rishus HaYachid in a private Rishus Mekora. Rishus HaRabim Mekora Michaev, but would you say that about Rishus HaRabim, that it's only a din if it's covered? Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Abba, Amar Huna, Amar Rav, Amar Chayfet, Dalad, Amar Rishus HaRabim Mekora, Patu Lefisha, Ena Domad, L'Digalim Midbar. We know it's not similar to the Degalim in the Midbar. In other words, the Jewish people all encamped in the Midbar, right, by their flags, and they were all encamped. And carrying was because the Jewish people were, all these people were living in the Midbar, which made the Midbar at that time, right, a Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa. Nowadays, that same Midbar wouldn't be Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa, because if you're there, there's no one else there. But it used to be that way. All these people traveling back and forth every day and walking around, and therefore, there certainly was no roof over there. So that can't be that it requires a roof. If a person stood in his place and caught something and received something, he'll be chayev. So talking about one person is tossing something. And if one person is tossing something into a Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaRabim, let's say, right, or something like this, and the person standing there just stands still and he catches it, right? So the person who throws it is chayev. But, because that's a hanacha. But if he ran from his place to catch it, if you took a step to go catch it, right, potter. So we say, wait a minute. If you stand in your place and you catch it, don't you need it to land on a place that is 4x4? And a person is not exactly 4x4 tvachim. It's going to catch it in his hand or something. Right? Maybe it's only true that you don't need hanacha on a 4x4. You just need an akira from something that you have to have picked it up off of something that's 4x4. But hanacha nami, dilma plus, even if you do need it for hanacha, maybe dilma depashit kanfei bekibli. Maybe the person pulled out his corner, like his jacket or something, right? His whatever, his clothes, and caught it, which is arba al arba. Dekanami hanacha, that's also a kind of hanacha. Amar Rebbe Abba Masnisa our Brisa. Masnisin, or the our Mishnah. Nami is also Kigon, is like a situation. She Akre Metraskal Veheniach Agab Etraskal. Okay, so maybe just Sheheniach Agab Etraskal, that he put it on top of, that like on top of it landed on top of a basket. Rashi says a traskal is a sal. Tekanami Hanacha. So it lands on a basket. Behayado Katani, it says his hand. Tani traskal should be other. In other words, it means that the basket's in his hand. So he Hotenach traskal versus a yachid. Now, traskal is a rabbin. Rishus HaYachid, who? I mean, if you have a big basket that's 4x4 in Rishus HaRabim, it's its own Rishus. It's considered Rishus HaYachid.
4x4 is what? 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim.
4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. It's like not so.
That's a roof, though.
It's okay. No, we came out that it doesn't in Rishus, it doesn't need to have, it doesn't need to have a roof. But for throwing something through a Rishus HaYachid, right? In other words, if you were throwing something from this rishus to that rishus, and there's a rishus in the middle, so we're talking about whether or not there needs to be a roof for that method of kluta kamisha hun chadami, the middle place, does that have to have a roof? So he said, for sure, by rishus HaRabim not, right? And by rishus HaYachid, that was at least a possibility. That's a din, right? Then that was the opinion at the beginning of the Amid. Okay. So, el traskal rishus HaYachid, rishus HaRabim, rishus HaYachidu, but a traskal is its own It's not right, like a mailbox or something that's in Rishus HaRabim, right? If it's 4x4, then that's a Rishus HaYalkut. That's its own Rishus within Rishus HaRabim. So Lema D'Lok Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda. Titanium, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer. So let's say it's not like Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, not Kana Rishus HaRabim over Rosho Traskel. If a person stuck a Kana, you know, a big stick, a reed stick in Rishus HaRabim, and in on hanging from the top of it is a basket. So the thing is really this thin, right? Coming up, it's a tiny little thing. But then at the top, there's a full basket hanging from that thing. So, v'zarek v'nach al gabav, chayiv. If you threw something and it landed in the basket, you'll be chayiv. Yikrav Yosef Yehuda, pashval v'ayis yad l'chutz, v'nasim l'sof yad l'shal ani. Am I chayiv? Because otherwise, how could you be chayiv when you stick it into that person's hand? Am I chayiv? Right? Otherwise, the person's hand is rishis yachid. Right, he's taking it from himself and passing to other place. So, afilu tamer Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, hasam lemayel meyud, hachal lemata meyud. You could even say, lafi Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, there's a difference. One is above 10 tefachim, and one is below 10 tefachim. Right, below 10 tefachim you'll be chayiv, and above 10 tefachim is a mekom patur. So we say, kasha l'rabo, miktani traskel shabiyado. Wait a minute, does it say? It doesn't say traskel shabiyado. It doesn't say that the person is holding a basket. Hayado katani, just says your hand. Al amar avodu kagon sheshil shel yado lemata megimel. Where the person lowered his hand to below three tefachim. So it's three tefachim close to the ground, the kiblan received it. So three tefachim close to the ground is considered the ground. Yeah, within three tefachim it's considered the ground. The ha'almeid katani.
And above ten
is called the mekom patur.
The seven in the middle is really, three above, up till seven.
No, because being close to the ground is bad. Meaning, then you have a hanacha. Like hanacha al gabei karka. So if your hand is within three of the ground, that's like putting it straight on the ground, right? But if your hand would be up between those, right, above three already, then you might need the rules of holding a basket or something else in order for there to be a hanacha, right, of setting something down.
Or does it make a difference if you're above 10 and you caught it there?
That would be even less of a problem theoretically,
right,
at this moment, right? The question is, what's considered a hanacha? So right now we're saying if you need dalad al dalad, we could say that the person's hand was very low. And then you could have a hanacha with a human hand. So whether or not there could be hanacha passing it hand to hand is not a good question. So the ha'omed katani, but it says the person was standing b'shocha. It means that he's bending way, way over. So it's a little bit of a stretch to say that the mission. Iba same. Another possibility is beguma. The person is standing inside of a ditch. So when we said that the ani was outside, he was outside, and there happens to be a ditch right by this guy's front door or something, by the guy's window. Iba same banana. So maybe we're talking about a dwarf, right? So that he's under three tefachim, his hand, he's an absolute, like a tiny midget person who, very far-fetched, that's
the
mission.
Proportional to the person, it's
that's right, it's how many tefachim, right? So if you're a tiny guy, then it becomes much more challenging on Shabbos, you run into all kinds of problems. So this is the Gemara. I'm over, Ich bil Tana, did the Tana, like, maybe this means Ich bil Tana, like, bend himself over such a crazy way? Like, is the Tana, you know, folding himself up or something? La Ashma Inan Kol Hani? I'm not certain that that's Ich bil. Ich bil means to repeat himself or something. But it's, in other words, is the Tana going to, he didn't have a simpler way to teach you the halachas of Shabbos than only if the Mishnah happens to be talking about a dwarf or a guy who's standing in a pit? Or all these kind of things. That's the only way it could be true. Actually, you don't have to say any of those things. A person's hand is just as important as something that is 4x4. So even as an adult, standing up and holding out his hand, you don't need any of this. When Ravin arrived in Bavel, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael. A person's hand is considered as important as 4x4. A person tossed an object and it landed in his friend's hand. Chayef, the person's chayef. My kamashalon. What's the chiddush of such a thing? The answer is to teach you. Yada shalom chashuv lo kedalid al dalid. To teach you the person's hand is chashuv dalid al dalid. The ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan chadzim. Rabbi Yochanan already said that a different time. Why do we need to keep hearing different ways of saying the exact same thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? So we say ma'adatem ahanim lehecha da'achshav ehuli yadik. You might think that's only true when a person uses his hand to receive or pass something, but here, right? Emelo. Right? That someone just threw something into your hand. You didn't even notice. You're just sitting there. Someone tosses something into your hand. Maybe that hand will not be considered like dalad al dalad because you didn't make it chashev, right? You didn't turn your hand into something. Kamashalon, that it doesn't make a difference. A human hand is considered chashev in that way, and it's not because you chose to use that as the agent of transfer.
It's still anus if you just caught it.
No, so we're saying the person who tossed it is going to be chayev. Just like if I talk, the person who catches it is not chayev. He's asleep or whatever, right? The point is that if it lands on him, that would be considered a hanacha by the person who tossed it. Just like if you tossed it onto something dalad al dalad, which you can't do on Shabbos, which you can't do from one rishus to the next.
But okay. If he's moving, it wouldn't be hanacha?
No, it would be. The hand is like something dalad al dalad. Uh-huh. I'm not sure. Right now, we're not talking about the person who was moving.
Sure, nice.
So, yeah, we're not talking about the person receiving it being responsible. We're talking about the person tossing it being responsible. Right. And that this, but this would be the same as something dalad al dalad, irrespective of the kavana of the person. It's not that you have kavana to use your hand, and that makes it important.
Yeah, she was the recipient.
It's chashuv in and of itself. It's considered like dalad amos. Dalad tvachim, al dalad tvachim. Okay. If a person was standing, right, this is what you're saying about moving, right? If the person was standing in his place and caught it, then you'll be chayiv. But if he had to move from his place in order to catch it, so he's catching it somewhere other than where it was, where he was when it was thrown, so then potter, then the person's going to be potter. Same thing in the name of Achim. The person tossed a chayfetz, and then he moved his place. So the person tossed it, then he ran and caught it in the next rishus. Mahu. So, Michael, what's the question? We're asking about two kochos coming from one person. Is if two different things, the tossing and then another guy ran and caught it. So is that the same guy ran and caught it? Is it considered the same person? The truth is, it's like one person doing something that's normally done by two people. And therefore, you see it as if it was done by two people who happen to be the same guy. Upatu. Here's Patu. Teku. Teku. Right, we don't know the answer. When this guy tosses it, another guy goes and runs and does it. We don't know if that's like two different people.
It's the same guy throwing himself a pop-up.
Yeah. Right, that's what we're talking about.
Right, so you could take him on that one.
Take
him. Wow.
Right, meaning it's shtei kochos be'adam echad. Yeah, very deep thing.
What's the basis for the dalad al dalad? Does it be something that's able to receive? Is that why it is?
Receptacle, no.
I don't know where Kazan Achol Mishmi Sinai, or if it's just a svara that they understood that's what Akira and Anachol would have to be. It has to. I'm not sure.
Well,
we haven't seen.
It
could be learning the Rishonim here would be really really helpful. Maybe afterwards I'll look around a little bit and see what I can show you. But the Pashas, we haven't seen anything to discuss where that. Maybe that's an open Gemara somewhere soon. So let's stay tuned. Amar of Avin, Amar of Yochanan, Hichnis Yado L'Soch Hatzachaver. A person who stuck his hand into the courtyard of his friend. The kibel made geshamim, and so he caught rainwater, the hotzi, and then he carried out rainwater from his friend's thing. So chayiv, you'd be chayiv. Maskler was here. Mali hitino chavero, mali hitino shemayim. Yeah, what do I care if his friend put it into his hand or if the rain, right? If God put it into his hand, meaning from the rain, the heavens. Ihu lo avid akira. I mean, in our Mishnah, we said if someone else put it into your hand, then you didn't do the akira, right? And so what's the difference with rainwater? So we say, lotei makibel, it doesn't mean you received the rainwater. Ela kalat, it means you caught it, you gathered it from something. But in an akira me al gabe makam dalet veleka, like, so if you caught it off of something, right, you scooped it up, it has to be from something that's makam dalet. So what would that be? Amar b'chia, b'rei d'ravuna, kikon shekalat megabe akosal. A person pulled it off of a wall. So his friend has a wall in his yard, and he scooped something off like the side of the wall. It's dripping down the wall, and he like scooped some of that, and the wall is dalad al dalad, the whole wall. The top, I mean, he's not taking it off the top, he's taking it off the side, but still, that would be enough. So we say, al gabe kosel nami b'holo noch. I mean, if it's dripping down the side of a wall, it has never rested. Kedam rava kosel mishupa. We have to say, like Rava said in another context, it's a sloped wall. So the wall is a little bit at a slope, so it does rest on the wall, even though it continues dripping. So it lands, and then it's on something that's not completely 90 degrees, and so it rests. So how can I call some mishuba? We're talking about a sloped wall. Hey, itmar de Rava. What is Rava talking about when he said the sloped wall? It's none. It says in the Mishnah, hey, Amud Beis, hayakor b'sefer al ha'iskufa. If a person was reading a book on the, is that like a porch? What do they say?
Like
a threshold of a door. It's like someone's porch or something, right? The person was reading a sefer. Rashi points out, Kol Svarim Shalom Asuyim Kim Megillah. In those days, any sefer that's ever mentioned means it was like a Megillah. It was a scroll. That's what they used to have. V'nis galgal ha-sefer miyado. And the scroll accidentally got loose, right? It went wild. So you'd be holding one end and reading it, and boom, it would go, right? And it went sailing down the side of this elevated porch. So miyado. So golo etzlo. You can roll it up back to you. What if someone was reading on the roof? Then it's gangla sefer miyado. Until it gets down below yud tvachim. So then you can quickly go up, so you can roll it back up, and then you have your book again. Mishigila yud tvachim. Once it gets down below yud tvachim, so now it's interishus harabim, right? Yud tvachim from the ground. So then hofkol alaksaf, you can't roll it back anymore, but you can turn it over so that the letters won't get damaged by the sun or the elements. So you turn it over, and then you have to sort of leave it there. Dangling down the side of your property until after Shabbos.
You never let go, right? We're obviously talking about that.
Either you wouldn't let go, or maybe, I don't know. Maybe,
so maybe that's why you never let go, but it ends correct. Below 3 tefachim.
But maybe you can put it down with a paperweight or something, and then, I don't know, right? It doesn't say that. But Havina Ba, am I hopeful itself? Why are you able to turn it over? Right? Why can't you pull it back up? Halo Nach, it never landed. And if it never landed, Amar Rava, the Kosel Meshupa. This is because the wall, it's resting against a wall that is at an angle. So actually, if it was just dangling midair, you could pull it back up. Rava's saying, but here, it fell down over a wall, and the wall is at a slight angle, and therefore it's considered like it was Nach. It did rest. Once it rested, and it's below 10 Tvachim, then you have to leave it because of the Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos. Amar Rav Besefer, David Dinayich. Yeah, so I understand. A sefer, it's a sort of thing that it rests on a wall. It would. Right? Sefer is of a denayich. Right? But mayim, mi avidi denayichi, is there such a thing that water rests? Rashi explains. Elabadavar shiesh lo toch. They really can only rest on something that can gather the water together. It has some sort of inside. But this doesn't have an inside, it's just a wall, it just keeps dripping down. Actually, you're right, it wouldn't be a situation of a sloped wall wouldn't help. You have to talk about where you gathered it from on top of a, some sort of hole in the street, some pothole that has water in it, and it's dalad al dalad, and now the water is sitting, it's landing in a puddle. Guma pshita. Obviously, if it falls into a guma, then it's fallen into a sarabim, and it's like a receptacle, and that's it. You might think that a few drops of water just landed on top of other water, so it's not exactly a hanacha. Water falling into other water, right, is not exactly a hanacha, because where is it? Kamashalom is. This is Rabbah according to his same reason. Water landing on other water, that's considered hanacha. Egos al gabe mayim, but a nut falling on top of water. Lav hainu hanachasa. That's not exactly a hanacha because it's moving around. So water going in there, you might think it's the same thing. No, that is hanacha. It becomes part of that water, it mixes together, and that's it. Boy Rava, egos bekli. Bekli tsof al gabe mayim. What happens if you have a nut inside of a kli, right, inside of a vessel, and the vessel's on top of the water? Basar egos aslinen v'hanayich, odilma basar kli aslinen v'halonayich. Do you say that we follow the egos, and it's not rested because it's floating around, it's moving? Or do you say basar the kli, and it is in the kli, right? But the kli, basar egos, we follow the egos, and it's rested because it's not moving around the kli, right? It's sitting inside of this cup that it's floating in, and it's totally still inside the cup, but the cup's moving around. Or do we follow the kli, and the kli's moving around, and it hasn't yet found a place to rest? Right? Denayim. It's not rested because it's still moving around. Teku, we don't know how to relate to such a thing. Shemen shetzof al gabe yayin. This is fascinating. If you have oil that's floating on top of some wine. Yeah? So, machlokos Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'rabbanan. Machlokos Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'rabbanan. The Mishnah says, shemen shetzof al gabe yayin v'nada tful yom b'shemen. If you have oil that's floating on top of the wine and a tful yom, so the person is still tummy until the end of the day, and he touches the shemen, lo pasol el ha-shemen. He only makes, for true purposes, right, the wine is not pasul, only the shemen. They are attached to one another, and therefore they both become tummy. A person who is carrying food and drink. So Rashi explains, He didn't pick it up for that purpose. The person was planning to take it from one corner of his rishusayachid, of his property, to the other corner. So when he picked them up, he was not planning on doing otzah out of the rishus. So eno chayev ad sheyamod, he won't be chayev until he stands up. The whole day he walks in and out of rishayachid, rishayachid, back and forth. He won't have done anything wrong until he stands still. This is only true if he stands still to rest. Yeah, so he stands to rest. So he decided to stand still. Because like this, if a person picks something up and then stops within 4 amos, yeah, so you walk less than 4 amos, so then amad lafush putter. If you stop to rest, you're putter, because every time you start over, every time you stop to rest and then you start over, so then it's considered a brand new thing. And if it never gets to 4 amos, then it's not considered carrying, right? Carrying is 4 amos. This is why sometimes there are certain situations where if a person has to carry something on Shabbos, they walk less than 4 amos over and over again. And they stop, a full stop, that's amad lafush. Lekatev chayev. Lekatev is to adjust something on your shoulder. When you're stopping to adjust something, you're not really stopping. You're not planning on stopping. It's still one maisa. You're just adjusting the thing. Right? A kasef is a shoulder. So amad lekatev is like to re-shoulder it. Chutz ledalad amos. But if after 4 amos, amad lafush chayev, if you stop, then you're chayiv if it's lafush, if it's a rest. Lekatev pater. But if it's to adjust it on your shoulder, you're pater. Because if it's more than dalad amos, every time you stop, you will have done another malacha.
To clarify, if you have something in your hand, you should start rabbi, you pick it up. Walk 10 miles on Shabbos, you never stopped, no problem.
Sounds like you're right. There has to be a kira and anacha.
And then
right.
What happens if Shabbos is over? Is that considered anacha, technically?
No.
So if you picked it up and walked for 10 hours on Shabbos, never put it down on shushar rabbi.
So it seems that the oraisa, you would not be right. There are times when a person, if they find something in their pocket or something on Shabbos or whatever, that you're supposed to not stop. Keep moving. But yeah, in terms of the actual halachas of that, we can get to another time. But yeah. Yeah, that's what we're saying right now. My kamashalon, shalohais akira mishar rishayna lakach, because the akira in the beginning was not done for this purpose. Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan Chavazimna. Rabbi Yochanan already said this another time. Devar Safar Ravami Rabbi Yochanan. We already know. Ha'amar Chavatzim Ezavis Ezavis. The person who's taking his things from one corner to the other. The Nimlachalain. In the middle, he changed his mind. Vehotzion. Took him out to the street. Potter. He'll be Potter. Medar Raisa. Shaloh Haisa Akira. He'll be Potter Avalasar. Shaloh Haisa Akira Misha Rishon Lekach. Because the Akira that he did in the beginning was not for this purpose. Amorai Ninhu. So you say in the Chalami, it's not a new thing. There's two different Amorim saying the same thing. Ma'arvali b'hai lishna, ma'arvali b'hai lishna. One is saying it in one language, one is saying it in another, but they are teaching you the same din. Okay. Tanu Rabban, hamotzi mechanus leflatia. If a person takes from a chanus, which is a private store, out to a platia, which sounds like it's a plaza, right? It may be the same word. Derech stav. Through... like an area, Rashi says, with columns. So in other words, the stav is a carmelis or something. It's not right. Rashi says it's not really for walking like Rishus HaRabim, and it's in between like the store and the main street. So there's this little area with like a whole bunch of columns or something, right? So a person who's motzi from one to the next, chayev, you'd be chayev. Ben Azai poter. Ben Azai says you're not chayev because you went through the stuff. So you're right, mahalik, when you're walking, right? When a person's walking, it's ke'omed dami, like it's each time you take a step, it's like a new thing. And therefore, what you did really is you took from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, and then you took from Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. And those are both maybe Yisurim Durabonon, but that would be Potter. It wouldn't be Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. That's what Ben Azai would say. Bishlam Ben Azai, because of Mahalak Kamadam, I understand Ben Azai. He says, when a person walks, it's like standing still, and each step is a deliberate action. Ela Rav, right? It's not like tossing something. Each time, he's like, Aval Ela Rabbanam, Nehinami, the Kasav Mahalak Kamadam, Hecha Ashkecha, Kai Gavna, Dechayev. So I understand that if you say it's not Kamadami, so but how do you have, how do they know that you're chayav from such a thing? We only know Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. How do you know such a thing that you're chayav? Where else do you find such a thing? So they say, we compare it. This is, it's exactly the same as carrying something within Rishus HaRabim. Listen, at every step that you take in Rishus HaRabim, you are potter. Right? Because if you carry something more than 4 amos, I mean, during the time, you're walking through a place of patur, because for the first three amos, if you were to stop, it'd be nothing. So if we say amud, right, if we say every step you take is like a new thing, so then you're always walking only one amma, one amma, one amma. So how could you ever be chayiv? So it depends where you start and where you end, right? So you say, me dummy? You can't compare that. Over there, any place that you place it down is a place of chiyuv. It's all considered rishus harabim, right? Here, if you put it down in the middle in that column area, makom p'turhu, it's a place of p'tur. Right? So there's really a difference. Rishus HaRabim is usher for everyone. Rishus HaRabim is completely usher for you. Each place is considered a makom chiyav. Just, you need four amos yourself. We're going to compare it to a person who moves an object from the beginning of the four amos to the end of the four amos. If you put it down within those four amos, you'll be potter. After four, you'll be chayav. So you say, wait a minute. You can't compare these. Hasam legabi. Dehai gavra makom p'turhu. Yes, for that person, he has a special exemption within the four amos. L'kuliyama makom chiyavu. But for everyone else in the world, it's considered a makom chiyav. So not only is it a makom chiyav, it's a makom chiyav for everyone. Haka l'kuliyama makom p'turhu. Here, the column area is completely putter for every person. Let's compare it to taking it out from private to public through the sides of Rishus HaRabim. The areas of tzidei Rishus HaRabim is a place that was on the sides of people's homes. It was technically Rishus HaRabim, but you didn't congregate there, you didn't use it. It wasn't really considered like a Rishus HaRabim for all the halachas. Rabbanan say it's not considered like Rishus HaRabim, says Rashi, but nevertheless, right, Sidur Sharam are not considered in halacha like Rishus HaRabim. They're like these sort of areas that are not useful. So Hasam Lava Gav the Imanakhli at Sidur Rishus HaRabim Potter. Even though when you take it out of your house, if you put it down immediately at the sides of Rishus HaRabim, if you write those little areas, you'd be Potter, the Kimanakhli Rishus HaRabim Chayev. But if you put it down, Rishus HaRabim, you'll be chayav. So here also, no difference. And that's really an exact comparison. So you say, Maskelar of Papa. I understand if you hold like the Rabbanan, who say the sides of Rishus HaRabim are not like Rishus HaRabim. What are you going to say? You still don't have any way to compare walking through the column area to any of the other malachas. Wait a minute. Even Rabbi Lazar, who said that he doesn't hold Seder Rishus HaRabim are like the Rishus HaRabim, are not like Rishus HaRabim, he holds they're exactly the same, right? He only says, Damar Seder Rishus HaRabim, Kish HaRabim, Dami, Hechad Lecha Chipufe. That's only where there are not like sticks. What they used to do is put down, like, you know, when they don't want cars to drive onto like a promenade or something, a place where, or by the beach, right, by the boardwalk. So they'll put like metal sticks in the ground, right? What are those called? Like those circular metal columns, but low ones, right? So there they had the same problem. They had people driving by in ox carts or something, and they would smash into your house. Like, it's hard to control an ox, right? So they would, and they would break the walls of the house. So people would put, for the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, they would put stakes, like these strong metal columns or whatever, into the ground so that you couldn't get that close and smash into the house. I mean, he doesn't say that's not that. Then for sure, there's a distinction between Rishus HaRabim and Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And even that, Rabbi Lezer would agree. Hilkach lahadami, it is therefore compared to that, and that is how we could explain walking through the column area. It would still be a malacha. So he holds that in such a situation, taking Rishus HaYachid through Tzidei Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaRabim would be considered a malacha of hotza. That doesn't stop it. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Ben Azay Bezorik. Ben Azay would agree that tossing something, you could be chayev. He would agree that you're chayev if you threw something from your shop out into the plaza. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hamotzi Mechanus Leflatya Derech Stav Chayev. Echad Hamotzi Vechad Hamachnes Vechad Hazorik Vechad Hamoshit. Ben Azay Amar Hamotzi Hamachnes Potter Hamoshit Chayev. So Ben Azay explicitly said that if you stretch your arm out and you can reach that thing, or you throw something, you would indeed be chayev. Tanya Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, "Dal Rishuyos l'Shabbos." There are four Rishuyos for Shabbos: Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, Umakom Ptur. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, and the place of Ptur. Now we're going to go through each one. Is he Rishus HaYachid? How do you define a Rishus HaYachid? Charitz, some kind of a ditch. Shehu Amok Yud, which is 10 tvachim down. Berachov Dalad, and 4 wide. That's an example of a Rishus HaYachid. It's in the middle of the street or something. V'chein Geder. Shehu Gavoa Yud V'Rachav Dalin, or a fence that is 10 tall and 4 wide. Zuhi Rishus HaYachid Gemura. Those are complete Rishus HaYachids. Okay. The Ezi Rishus Rabim. How do you define Rishus Rabim? Sratia is a like a road. Rashi says Shehochem b'meir le'ir. It's like a highway. Uflatia or a plaza. Gedola umuvalas hamifulashin or fully complete alleys, meaning that are open on both ends. To Rishus Rabim. You have Rishus Rabim on either side. If there's an alley in between, that's also Rishus Rabim. Zu Rishus Rabim Gemura. These are complete Rishus Rabims. Ein Motzim Rishus Yachid Lo Rishus Zu Lo Rishus Rabim Zu. You can't take from this Rishus Yachid to that Rishus Rabim. The Ein Machnisim Rishus Rabim Zu Rishus Yachid Zu. Nor can you take from this Rishus Rabim to that Rishus Yachid. V'motzi v'hichnis b'shogig chayev v'mezid anush kares v'niskal. If you did it b'shogig, you'll be chayev. V'mezid, you'll get kares and death. Meaning, depending upon whether there was edim or not, is whether or not you'll get skila. Aval yam ubika. The istavonis, but the ocean or a valley or istavonis seems to be the same thing as the column area. It was a place in front of, like in front of stores where there would be people, Rashi says, Yoshim Shom Sochrim. It's like some sort of outdoor shuk marketplace. Like when you walk through the shuk, right? I guess there's like the outdoor that's sort of in between public and private.
Storefront.
Yeah, like it's in front of the stores, and it was a place dedicated for socharim, you know, for people to hawk their wares or whatever and sit there. So it seems that this is, it's another word, istavanis, but it seems that it was the same thing as that, you know, as the column thing. The Carmelis, or a Carmelis. We're going to get to that. What do you mean, or a Carmelis? These are all Carmelises, right? But or a Carmelis, ain't a lokrish yach, rabbim velokrish yachid. These are neither like rishus rabbim, nor are they exactly like rishus rachid. Ve'enosin, ve'enosin besocha. You're not allowed to pass or take things within a Carmelis, as opposed to, let's say, Rishus HaYachid, where you can, right? But if you did, you'll be Pater, because it's a Nisr Derabbanan. V'ein motzi misocha l'Rishus HaRabim, l'Rishus HaRabim l'Socha. You can't take from it to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to it, v'einichs Rishus HaRabim l'Socha, v'lo mitocha l'Rishus HaYachid. You can't take from Rishus HaYachid into it, or it to Rishus HaYachid. V'im hotzi v'hichnes Pater. And if a person indeed was motzi and then brought it in, he's Potter. If you did those things, you'd be Potter, or brought it in, out or in. Chatzeros shel rabim, public courtyards, umavos she'enem mefulashim, or alleys that don't go all the way through. Irvu, if you made an eruv on them, right? Motarin, lo irvu asurim. If you didn't make an eruv on them, then they will be asur. Adam omed ala iskufa, if you had a person who was standing on the threshold. Notel mi balabayis, Venosin lo. He can take things from the balabais and he can give them back to the balabais. Note to me, ani venosin lo. He can also take things from the ani and give back to the ani. But he's not allowed to take something from the balabais, venosin lo ani, and then pass it over to the ani. So in a certain way, this person on the threshold can be considered part of Rishus HaYachid or part of Rishus HaRabim. But he can't be both. Can't pass through. Okay, shalom balabais nasan laani, or may ani nasan labalabais, or from the Rishus HaYachid and give to Rishus HaRabim v'natal v'nasan. And if he did that, shlosh number to him, all three of them would be butter because no person has done the complete thing. So it's also to do, but it's not. He's not going to be chayv anything. Achirim riskuf mishameshes beiz rishus. Achirim said it actually can be totally two different rishus. Bisman shah pesach pasuach, when the front door is open, kilif nim, it is like part of the house. Pesach no, when the door is locked, kilachutz, then it's like rishus harabim. V'maisa skufa gavo yod, ruchavadal. Now, if you had an askufa that was 10 tvachim off the ground and 4 tvachim wide, I raise a rishus latzma, then it is its own rishus completely, and it neither becomes batal to the house nor the street. Amar, zu rishus yachid. So when we said earlier that the ditch or the fence is Rishus HaYachid, lema'ute mai, what is it excluding? These are Rishus HaYachid, maybe as opposed to something else. Lema'ute hadu Rabbi Yehuda, it's coming to exclude that which Rabbi Yehuda did teach. Titani yetzer al-kain, Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda said even more than this, Mishi yesh lo beiz batim, b'shnei tzidi Rishus HaRabim, person who owns two homes on either side of a Rishus HaRabim. Ose, he can make, vavim beiz lechi, mikan v'lechi mikan. He can make some sort of stick on one side and the other side of the street, like perpendicular or something. Oh, kora mikan, the kora mikan, or it can make, the kora is like the, you know, the horizontal beam on one side or the other. The nos nos and the emsa, and then between those things, he can carry. That is not a way to make an eruv in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so that's what they're disagreeing with. They're saying that wouldn't be considered a Rishus HaYachid, the methodology of Rabbi Yehuda. So why do we call, now the Gemara wants to know, why do we say it's a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid Gemura, a complete Rishus HaYachid, that was the Lashon. We mean that it's a complete Rishus HaYachid. They don't just say it's not a Rishus HaYachid, that's only to carry, but maybe to throw it would be different. The answer is no. For all purposes, this is considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in these cases, but no other cases are even considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid at all. When we said this is a Rosh Hashanah Rambam, what are we excluding? Actually, another opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So this is all contrary to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Omer. Im haisa derech Rosh Hashanah Rambam mifas kasan. If the path to Rosh Hashanah Rambam separated them, yisal kena litzadim, then you should go to the sides. You don't need to. Amai kari le gemura. So why do we call this? Why do we call this a complete? What's the lashon of gemura? Idi the tana reisha gemura tana misef gemura. Just because in the reisha we said the word gemura. So in the Sefer, we use the same language, but it's not really coming to teach you any specific thing. Let's Shavnami Midbar. Why don't we also mention the Midbar? That Tani Ezi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Seita Plati Gedolo Mavasim with Lashon Midbar. In another place, it says the Midbar. When the Jewish people were living in the Midbar, that was a perfect example of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Nowadays, it's a Kabbalah, because there is no massive amounts of people living in the Midbar. Amar Mar Im Hotzi V'Hichlis B'Shogeg. If a person was motzi or machnas b'shogeg, yichayev chatas, b'mezid onish kari v'niska. But if it's done deliberately, a person gets karis and skila. B'shogeg chayev chatas pshita, b'mezid onish karis v'niska, it's shichalei. So obviously you get b'shogeg. Yeah, we're telling you that b'mezid, you get shogeg. That was the purpose of saying this, was to teach you the chiddush of mezid. That's the Gemara. It's right? Hanami pshita. That's also simple. If you read the Tchumash, you'll notice. Hakamashlan kidir rav. To Amar Rav, Matsasi Megillah Starim Bei Reb Chiya. I found a secret Megillah in the house of Reb Chiya, the base manager of Reb Chiya, the Kasav Bo, and it says like this: Isi Ben Yehuda Omer. Isi Ben Yehuda said, Avos Malachos Mem Chaser Achas. The Avos Malachos are 40 minus 1. The Eino Chayev Ela Achas, and you're only Chayev one. Eini Vatan Avos Malachos Mem Chaser Achas. Vavina Ba Minyan Alomni. Wait a minute. What do you mean you're only Chayev one? We know that it says in the Braisa, it says in the Mishnah, there are 39 malachos, and why do you need to count them? That if you did them all in one forgetting, so the person forgot that it was Shabbos, and then did multiple malachos, so it was called malachos, chayev al achas, the person chayev a korban on each and every malacha that he did. It must be like this, that you're only chayev, that on one of them, you're not chayiv. So that Megillah Star was saying that of the 39 malachas, there's one malacha that you won't be chayiv for. You won't be punished for. So we don't know which that you won't get the death penalty for. And we're coming here to say that Hotza'a is definitely not something that he had any question about. So of the 39 malachas, apparently one of them won't carry the death penalty. We have no idea which one it is, right? But this is not a question. Hotza'a definitely does. And that's why it mentioned the death penalty, right? That you get skila for this one. Amar aval yam ubikavais tavanus for karmelis, right? These different places. Eino lokin shayachin lokin shayachin, not lokin shayachin rishis harabim. Ubika eino lokin shayachin lokin shayachin. Wait a minute. Are you telling me a valley is not like rishis harachin, not like rishis harabim? Vatnan habika bimosa chama rishis hayachin l'shabbos rishis harabim l'tuma. A bika during the summer days is like a rishis. Right, she'ain bozroim. Nothing is growing there in the summer. So then it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos, and it's just a Rabim. Right, so Rashi explains the halav hiluch Rabim who she'ain Rabim mistalken min amasila leich v'sav. The majority of people don't go off the highway, right, to wander through the fields. Yeah, so even though it's considered like Rosh Hashanah Yachid because at that point it's not well used. Right, you drive, on these highways. You don't have it in LA so much, like in the East Coast, you have these highways, these gorgeous, like, mountainsides and things, and you see snow falling, and like, no one has ever walked there except some deer, right? Like, people just don't park their car on the side of the highway and get off and wander around. But it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Tumah, because Shabbos has different, different halachos of how many people have to be traveling there, whatever. And B'mosa Geshamim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, for everything. But in the rainy season, where it's planted, and therefore nobody goes in there at all, So in other words, it's not even habitable for people to walk around there. It's not something. Then certainly, it's considered Shas Yachid. Amar Ula La'olam Karmelis Have. So it's always considered a Karmelis. My car there is just a Yachid. So why do we sometimes refer to Shas Yachid? Lefisha ain't a Rishas Rabbim, because it's not Rishas HaRabbim. So in other words, in other contexts, it might be referred to as a Rishas HaYachid, but it doesn't mean it's really Rishas Yachid, right? Nafkamina would be if you could carry within the Karmelis. Rishis Yachid, you can carry within Rishis Yachid. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Zayin Amanaf, going to Is Le La Mechitos. We'll be talking about a situation where it has walls. What does that mean? V'kiha de Amar Ula, Amar Yochanan. Like what Ula said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Karpef. So a karpef is like an area. Do they have a good word to translate? It's like an area that's you don't really live in.
It's called karpef.
Yeah, there's not really a great translation for it, but it's a piece of property that's separated off. They have
an open area that's been fenced in.
Right. It's like it's not you don't live there, but it's like an empty lot of some kind. You know, whatever. So Yosri Beis Sa'asayim. If a karpef is larger than Beis Sa'asayim, that means an area in which you could plant. Right, enough that you would get 2 sa'a from the field. That's how they would sort of measure it. It was like a size, shelo hukaf ladira, which was not, the walls made around it were not done in a way to, you know, it's like a chain link fence. I mean, it's not something that was made for a person to be able to live inside. Afilu kur, afilu kurayim, hazorek, even if it's a giant, as a size, hazorek latochel chayev. A person who throws something into his chayev, my time, mechitza hi, because it really is a mechitza. Elish mechuseres diurin. It's just missing people living in it. Bishlam Ravashi lo amar kideula. Ela ula, my time of the mar kishmate. Why doesn't ula say like what he said elsewhere? Amalacha, ide isla mechitzos bika kari la. If it had mechitzos, you wouldn't call it a valley. Karpef hi. It's a karpef. Ravashi, rishus hayachid katani. Ravashi has the language of rishus hayachid. Okay. A karmelis. We said in the list of things that are a karmelis, one of them is karmelis. So Gemara says, "Atu kulu nami lav karmelis." We're giving a list of things that are a karmelis. So what? Bika and these other things were not a karmelis. They clearly were. The ocean. Ki asar of dimi amar of yochanan lo nitzuch ela karen zavis. This is coming to discuss a karen zavis, a corner hasmuch al rishus rabbim that's right next to rishus rabbim. Da'avakav dezim and de'yachki be'rabbim va'ayli gavah. Even though sometimes people get really tight and they wind up spilling over into that space, kivin de'lenecha tashmishte, since it's an unpleasant place to use, ki karmelis dummy. It is the same, it has the halachas of a karmelis. In other words, it's not a rishus rabbim if it's a place that's unpleasant for the rabbim to use. Ki asur of dimi amar v'yochanan bein ha'amudin nidon ki karmelis. He says, among the columns, is like a karmelis. My time, a why? Apakav to darsi be rabbim. Even though a lot of people walk there, given the la mista gay lahuba hedya, since you can't really walk straight there, you sort of have to meander around. Ki karmelis damia, it's like a karmelis. Amrazerim Yehuda, itstaba, a bench, shalifnei ha'amudim, that's in front of the columns, nidon ki karmelis, will be treated like a karmelis. Lamanda amar bein amudim, the one who says among the pillars, kol shekein itztava. Lamanda amar itztava, and according to the opinion that we're talking about, one who said itztava was saying a bench is a problem because it's really unpleasant. There's nothing you can really do with the bench that's stuck in the middle there. But between the amudim, you can use it. It's true, you have to walk at an angle, but it is useful. So, look. Lishnachra, in another language is Avobein Hamudim Dizim and Daisim Rabim Kishu Rabim Dami. Another language actually says that Bein Hamudim, since sometimes people do walk through there, even though you kind of have to meander around, so then it's considered like Kishu Rabim. So it's a machlokas. I'm a Rabba Bar Shila Amar of Chizda. Levena Zakufa Kishu Rabim. A levena is a brick that is stood up. Right, a brick that's standing in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. The Zarak, person throws something, v'toch b'fanel, and it's stuck to its face, you know, to its side. Chayev, then you'll be chayev. Al gaba, if it landed on top of it, pater, it's not dal al daid. Abayev rabba damer tavayev, v'hu shekavoa shlosha, that's only if it is 3 tvachim tall. D'lo darsi la rabba, because people will not step on it. Aval hisme vehige, but like thorns and thistles, aval gav d'lo gvihi shlosha, even if they're not 3 tall, there's still no problem because nobody walks on that in Rosh Hashanah. People do, they just trample on them, they're not paying attention and they do step on them. But not feces. If there's feces in the street, so nobody would step on that. People that are walking in the street and they're rushing somewhere, they step on whatever. Amar Rabba Devei Roshila, Ki Aser of Dimi, Amar V'yochanan, Ein Karmelis Pchusa Me'arba'a. There is no Karmelis less than 4. From Rosheshes V'tofeses Ad Asara. And it grasps until 10. What does that mean? That it grasps until 10. Until 10. So he said, what that means is, Ile medi'ika mechitza asara, who, to have a karmelis. If you mean that it has to have a wall that's 10 tall, then it's a karmelis. Lav lo of a karmelis. Velo? That's not true. Amar Gidl, Amar Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. Bay she'en besocha asara. If you have a house that doesn't, it's not ten tefachim tall. V'kiruyo mashlim l'asara. It's only its roof that makes it ten. Al gago muter l'taltel bekulo. On the roof, you're allowed to carry on the whole thing. Besocha en metaltel bo el dal damas. Inside, you can't carry more than four amos. Elamayvit, so that would be a karmel. Elamayvit tofeses ad yud. So what does it mean? It's toface up to 10. To ad yud, who to have a karmelis. Lamayla mi yud tvachim, lo have a karmelis. Above 10 tvachim, it's not considered a karmelis anymore. Vakid amale shmuel of Yehuda. Shinra, lo tav milu shabbata, lamayla mi yud. Don't get confused about Shabbos things above yud. Lamayhilcha, so what was he talking about? If it means that Rishis Yachid doesn't extend above Yud, that's not true. If you place a stick in Rishis Yachid and you throw something and it lands on the top, even if it's 100 amas tall, Rishis Yachid goes up all the way to heaven. Right? That means there's no Rishis Harabim above 10. Masnisi, that's already a mission. It's not a Zerg Dal Namas Bekosel, Lamayla Miyad Tvachim Gezerg Ba'avir, Lamata Miyad Tvachim Gezerg Ba'aretz. If you throw something, right, onto a wall, if it's above 10 Tvachim, then it's like throwing it into the air and it never landed. And if it's below 10 Tvachim, and it sticks into the wall, right? It sticks into the wall somehow. So if it's below 10 Tvachim, then it's like you threw it and it landed on the earth. So we already know that. Ella, it must be that, what was he saying? A karmelis. He was talking about a karmelis. The end karmelis, Lamayla Miyad. A karmelis doesn't extend higher than 10. There are kulas within a karmelis, which is a gzeira, so they were lenient with the kulas of Rishis Yachid and the kulas of Rishis Rabim. Kulas Rishis Yachid, yikam makam arba, who to have a karmelis. V'ilo makam ptur ba'almahu, that it has to be four, which is only a din in Rishis Yachid. Kulas Rishis Rabim, de'ad yud tvachim, who to have a karmelis. L'malabi yud tvachim, lo have a karmelis. So there's the kulas of Rishis Yachid and the kulas of Rishis Rabim. Yeah, that above 10, it won't be. Gufa. Amr of Gidl, Amr Chia bar Yosef, Amr Rav. That which we said with from Chia, in the name of Gidl, in the name of the son of Yosef, in the name of Rav. Bayesh ein tocho yud, v'kiruya mashlim el yud. If you have a house that is really, like this really munchkin-sized house, and it's less than 10, but the roof makes it 10. So mutla tato bakulo, besocho ein, so you can carry on the whole thing, but inside of it, ein metatlambo abadal amos. You can only carry four amos on the inside. Amr Abaye, the in. Chakak bo dalad al dalad v'hishlim al yud. But if you dug an area of 4x4 tefachim inside the house to make it yud, then mutter l'talta b'kula, then you can carry in the whole thing. My time, havechure rishus hayachid. It is considered the holes of rishus hayachid. Holes in rishus hayachid are considered the same as rishus hayachid. Ditmar chur rishus hayachid kir rishus hayachid damu chur rishus rabim. What about holes in Rishus Rabim? Abai Omer Rishus Rabim Damu. Rava Omer Lav Rishus Rabim Damu. Meaning, once there's a hole there, maybe that makes a Rishus Hayachid there. So he says it's not like it, and he says it is like it. So Abai and Rava disagree. Amalei Rava Labai. L'dichot Amer Rishus Rabim Kishus Rabim. If you hold that a hole Rishus Rabim is the same as Rishus Rabim, my shna mehadichi asa Revdimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Then what's the distinction between your approach and when Revdimi came in the name of Rav Yochanan who said Lo Nitzcha Ela Karen Zavis Hasmucha LeRishus Rabim? I mean, if you have a Karen Zavis, if you have an area of Rishus Rabim that's uncomfortable to use, it's already not considered Rishus Rabim. So holes in Rishus Rabim is not a comfortable thing to use. You have to have a Kichur Rishus Rabim. Hasam lo necha teshmeshte. Over there, by the corners of Rishus Rabim, they're really not usable. Hacha necha teshmeshte. Even though they're less useful than regular Rishus Rabim, there is a use for these ditches in Rishus Rabim. It's not. Hazorik da'al amos bekosel. A person who throws something for amos at a wall. L'mayla meyud kizorik ba'avir. Above 10 tefachim on the wall, it's like throwing it into the air and it never landed. L'mat miyat tefachim kizorik ba'aretz, it's like it landed all the way in the ground. V'avina b'may kizorik ba'aretz. What do you mean it's like it landed on the ground? V'holonach, it didn't land, it's stuck in the wall. Amar Rav Yochanan, devela shmeina shana. We're talking about a big fat devela. That's, you know, there was like dates in a cake. So it's like a fat, juicy devela cake. And if you throw that at the wall, it will stick because it has all the juices and the honey. And therefore will stick against the wall. He's not going to say, why do I have to come on to Dvei L'Shmeina? Look a bit sror, the chefetz, udenach b'chur. Let's say I'm throwing anything, a rock or an object, and it landed in a wall, in one of the holes in the wall. Meaning these big walls, you know, like the kaisel or something, right? The way they were built, there's millions of holes in the wall. You could really throw your keys and land them in the kaisel, right? So why do you have to come on to right? So we say Zimnin Mishani La. So he would answer different ways. Sometimes he would answer Shani Tsror V'chevetz D'mehader V'asi. He would say no, because the Tsror and the Chevetz really don't land. They usually bounce off. And therefore, that's all. But in a Chanami, Zimnin Mishani La, because of the Les Mechur. I'm talking about a smooth wall. They had the ability, in those days they had such a thing as smooth walls. So in a smooth wall, right? But in a Chanami, if it would land in a hole, it would be a problem. Because the ratio says, if you throw it more than 10, it's like throwing in the air. Basically, because of this, the chur, if it's a wall that has a chur, it landed in the chur. And if you say our Mishnah is talking about where it wasn't 4x4, so the hole in the wall wasn't 4x4, right? It had to be a pretty big hole. We know that if you threw something higher than 10 and it landed in a hole of the wall, so we have a machlokas in Rameir and the Rabbanan. He says, we treat it as if the hole was bigger to make it complete. Meaning you don't really need a 4x4 hole. We conceptually dig that hole for you because that's enough. Any hole in the wall is considered 4x4. Rabbanan Savi in Chokin Lashlim, we don't conceptually dig in order to do that for you. Allah Shramina, because the less vechur, Shramina must be talking about a wall that doesn't have a chur. And that's all we're talking about. So we're not weighing in on that machlokas of how do you treat a hole in a wall. Gufa Amr Chizna, not Kanab Rishis Hayachin. If a person stuck a stick in Rishis Hayachin Vizark Benach Al Gabav, and he threw it and it landed on its on top of it. I feel Gavon Me'ama Chayev Rishis Hayachin Olah LeRakiyah Bichayev, because Rishis Rabbim goes all the way up to the heavens. Lema Rav Chizda to Amar Karebi. Maybe your chizda is going like Rebbe. The Tanya Zark V'Nachal Gabe Ziz. If you threw something and it landed on a splinter, or a little piece of wood, Kol Shekin, Kol Shehu, of any size, Rebbe Mechayev, V'Chamim Paturim. Rebbe's Mechayev, and V'Chamim Pater. Chatz Amad Aleph. Amar Abai, V'Rishis Yachid, in a Rishis Yachid, the Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, Kedir Rav Chizda. In Rishis Rabbim, no one disagrees, we're talking about a situation where you have a tree that is standing in private property and the branch is dangling into Rishis HaRabim. Someone threw something which landed on the branch. Rabbi never disagree whether or not the branch, the Rabbi says you consider the branch to follow the trunk, and the Rabbanan say we do not. Our Rabbi Zark Kaveres L'Rishus HaRabim. If a person threw some sort of round barrel, Rashi says Agulahi, so it's some kind of a round barrel into Rishus HaRabim that was 10 Tvachim high, Ve'ena Rechav Avav, but it's not quite 6 wide. Rechav Avav Patur. If it's 6 wide, you're Patur. Rav Amar Ve'ena Rechav Avav Patur. Rav says even less, you'll be putter. My time, I efshar lekrumios shel kana. It's impossible. This is like a reed barrel. Well, I guess it was not for liquids, but some sort of circular thing that the reeds that are made out of it, like the weave of these like lulav type of things, will always stick up higher. It's not possible. They're not shelo yalu lemala me asara, that they won't go above 10. Kaf alpia. If you turned it over the other way, so now there's the inside of the barrel. The air from the bottom, right? Kaf al pia, shiva umashahu. If it's 7 and a bit, you'll be chayav. Shiva vamechza pater. Okay, so the three, this is a very, very complicated thing. The three tvachim closest to the ground are considered like lovud to the ground. So if you get it down there, then it's going to be less than 10 tvachim. And then you have a problem, because within 10 tvachim of the ground is carrying, right? Above that is a makom patur. So if it's 7 and a bit, then the little bit sticks into the 3. And then, as you lower it, you have something that is considered part of the ground, the 10 tvachim, right? Because the 7, but if it's more than that, then it's sticking out of the 10 tvachim of the ground. So if it's 7 shiva v'mechza, then you'll be patur. He says you'll even then be chayev because the mechitzos, the walls of the barrel, are only made for the inside of the barrel. This is a very, very complicated sugya, but we just read what it says. I mean, that's what it says, and then you could spend a week learning this b'yam. Amar Amud Tisha B'Rishus HaRabim. Okay, if there's an amud that is 9 tvachim in Rishus HaRabim, a column, that's 9 tvachim high, the rabim mechat v'nolan, a lot of people stop there to readjust the loads that they're carrying. I mean, in those days, when even having a horse or a donkey was somewhat of a wealthier thing, everybody was schlepping things. Like, you see in the African markets, women with the things in their head and whatever. Like, people had to get their groceries and they had to get their bag of potatoes. So if you couldn't hire a porter, you were schlepping things yourself. And people were stopping to readjust all the time. Like, it was a common thing. So here was a thing in the middle of the street that people would just stop to adjust with. It sounds very strange nowadays.
Like, if I'm in the street, and like, I see any time I
shoot. A 9 tavachai thing, right? You do the splits, and you tie your shoe. Okay. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you're walking. And you
watch a Richard Simmons video or two, get yourself all limber, and.
I'm looking for a thing.
Right, right. It's true. Right. Who wants to bend all the way down? Rama Katvin, a love. Vizarak v'nach al gabav. If you throw something onto that, chayev, you're chayev, my time, pachas mishlosha, because something that's less than three, midras darsila, people step over that, the rabbim. Mishlosha ve'ad tisha, from 3 until 9, nobody steps on it, if it's not really considered part of the rabbim. The lo ketuve mechatve, nor do people readjust things. Tisha vadei mechatve alai, but something that's 9 tvachim high is really a comfortable thing for people to adjust, and therefore it's used regularly as its own rishos. I'm like, abaye l'rava, l'rav Yosef. Guma, a thing that is a ditch, right? So he said, "My, what's the rule?" Amalei v'chein guma. Same thing for a ditch. Rav Amar, but guma lo, a ditch is different. My timea, tashmesh ayde hatchak lo shmeitash. Something that you would only use in an extreme situation, but you don't prefer to use, is not considered tashmesh. So really, a guma that's like 9 tvachim deep is really not such a convenient thing to use, even if a person would use that. Okay. If a person has his you know his basket in Rishus Rabbim Gavoa Asara and it's 10 tvachim high, Rechava Dalet and it's 4 wide, you can't take from it to Rishus Rabbim, nor can you put some Rishus Rabbim into it. Pachos Mikan, if it's smaller than that, Metaltalin, you can. And the same thing is true of a small ditch. My love, a seifa. So you see, the seifa is it's saying that that's you could use a guma. So you say, lo, aresha. It's telling you can't use a guma. Yeah? Ein metaltalin is v'chein aguma. Eisve. Good question. Niskaven lishbos rishos harabim. You have a person who's planning on spending Shabbos in the rishos harabim. Yeah? Meaning when a person makes an eruv tchumen, so he sets up his place that he can walk more on Shabbos, more than the 2,000. So he sets up, he wanted it to be in a Rishus HaRabim. He wanted that to be his Makom Shvisa, and he'll leave a meal there, right, and make his Erev for Shabbos. Now this is not an Erev Chatzeros, this is not for carrying, this is for walking, right, Erev Tchumen, for Tchum Shabbos. V'niach Eruvo Bebor, and a person put his Erev inside of a pit, but L'malam Eyod Tvachim, but more than above 10 Tvachim deep. So not so deep into the pit, he found a place to put it. Eruvo Eruv. Then his Erev is an Erev. Lamat me yatvachim any Erev. If it's not, it's not. Because further down in that, it's going to be like a Rishos HaYachid. Hechidam. Even the boy, the Isbe Asara, Lamala. Right? If it's a pit that has 10 tvachim, and Lamala, it means he put it above 10 tvachim, didal oi, like he raised it up somehow, the Osve, and he put it there, Lamata, ditatoi, the Osve, means he put it all the way at the bottom, Malamala, Malamata, Makam Acher. It's the same place. What do I care if you put it higher or lower? He's in one place, which is Rabbim, and his Erev is in another place, which is this pit, which is Zerachid. If it's a pit that doesn't have 10 Tvachim, and we said this Erev is good, you see, that's something that can be used only in extreme situations. It's still considered a Tashmish, and it's still considered Rishus HaRabbim. So, Zimnin Mishani Lehi. Sometimes he would answer him, so he had two different answers. Huva Eruva Bekarmelis. Both he and his Eruv are both in a Karmelis. Why do we refer to Rishus HaRabim if he's in Rishus HaYachid? Because we're just saying it's not Rishus HaYachid, but actually that situation wasn't a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, where all these people pass through every day. It was a Karmelis. The Zimin and Mishani Lei, Huva Rishus HaRabim ve Eruva Bekarmelis. Sometimes they would say he's in Rishus HaRabim and his Eruv is in a Karmelis. The Rebbe he, and it's according to Rebbe. Damar called up Rishum Shavos, Lagodzu Olav Vein Hashmashos. Not taking from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim is only an Issur Rabbanon. And anything that's Mishum Shvus, which means an Issur Rabbanon on Shabbos, that they made to make the Shabbos more rest or whatever, they weren't Gozer Ben HaShmashos. And that's what he says. And therefore, Ben HaShmashos, there would be a time on Shabbos, right at the beginning, that you would actually be able to transfer things from one to the next. And therefore, you are considered in the same Rishus, since it's only an Issur Rabbanon. If it was just a midrash, you wouldn't be able to. Velo tema dechuya kamadchina. Madchina. Don't think I'm just pushing you off with like a deep, right, a doichak type of answer. Ela dafka kamin aloch. I mean this dafka. Ditnan imhayu rakak mayim urishus harabim mahaleches bo. If there was a marsh, right, some kind of a swamp or something, and the public walks around there. Hazorik l'sofa dal ramas chayiv. Then a person throws into dal ramas chayiv. Kamahu rakak, and how kamu rakak mayim pachus meyur tvachim. It's less than 10 tvachim. Rakak mayim shusarab malaches bo. Hazorik l'sofa dal ramas. If it's rakak mayim that the people walk in. Then, if you throw into it, Dalad Amos Chayiv. Bishlom Rekak Rekak trays in me. So I understand why you would have to say Rekak two times. Chad Bimas Achama, one is in the summer. I guess people go there because it's a cooler place to walk or something, to cool out. Chad Bimas Achishamim, and one is in the winter. Vitzricha, and it's necessary. The Yeshmi Bimas Achama, David is the Kuru and Afshai, right? Because people go there in the summer to cool themselves off. Al Bimas Achishamim, but in the winter, aim alone. Maybe not. The Yeshmi Bimas Achishamim, maybe in the winter you'd say like this. Agav de Matnif. Because a person's anyway filthy. In the winter, they would get filthy because the roads were dirt. So if you walked in the winter, in the wet season, you got mud all over your boots and your pants. That's just what happened, or whatever they wore, their gowns. So agav demat of mikre vinochis. So once you're already dirty anyway, so you might as well go into the swamp. Avol b'yemos hachama, but in the summer, low. You might think that then it's not considered that way. It's such a popular location. Tzricha, therefore, we needed to say rikak mayim twice. Ella, Hiluch trays in the Lamali. Why do we talk about walking there twice? It's like very repetitive. Ella, Shamina, Hiluch, Etkach, Shmei, Hiluch. You see from there that walking somewhere where you wouldn't normally walk, it's like, you know, a little unusual, is still considered walking. Now, Tashmish, Ali Dechach, Lo Shmei Tashmish. But that's only walking. But using something Ali Dechach is not considered Tashmish, Shma, Mina. We can conclude this. Amar Vyuda. Hai Zirza, Dekoni, Rama, Vizakfe. Hi, Zirza de Kani. This Zirza of Chavila shel Kanim Aruchim. It's like a Chavila is like a bundle of long reeds. So if a person stood that up, Rama Vizakve, Lo Mechayev Ada Akar Le. You won't be Chayev. So in other words, Rama Vizakve, a person keeps like picking it up without actually lifting it off the ground. So sort of like tumbling it over and over itself. You can move it a very long way, and you won't be chayiv ad to akerle until you lift it up. Amar mar, adam omid ala askufa, v'notum li balabais, v'no sein lo. A person could stand on this doorway threshold and take from the balabais and give to him, notum li anavino sein lo. Hai askufa, what exactly is this threshold, mar? What is it? Ilim askufa, which is a rabbim, notum li balabais, if it's considered a rabbim, then how can he take from the owner? Right? He's taking from Rishis HaRabim to Rishis HaYachid into Rishis HaRabim. Ela Askufas Rishis HaYachid. If it's a threshold for Rishis HaYachid, then the ultimate Ani, HaKamayam Rishis HaRabim to Rishis HaYachid, then how can he take from the Ani from Rishis HaRabim into Rishis HaYachid? Ela Askufas Karmelis. It must be an Askufa that is a Karmelis. Notal Venosim L'socha, not L'chadchila. So we say, then why are you allowed to do this L'chadchila? So, Yisur Mia Asya. I mean, a Karmelis is still Asher Rabbanim. Ela Askufa Makom Patur Ba'almu. And Askufa is considered a Makom Patur. Kima the less da da da. It doesn't have 4x4. Vichiha and like that. The ki asur v'dimi amar v'yochanan. Malcolm she'ain bo dalad tvachim. A place that doesn't have 4x4 tvachim. Motu livnei rishus hayachid ulivnei rishus harabim lekatef alav. Then people from both rishus hayachid and rishus harabim can use that thing to adjust. Ubavat shelo yachlifu. As long as they don't trade briefcases or something, right? Once they would trade, then that's like the person on the askufa passing from the yachid to the rabbin. That would be esdar rabbanon. Amar ubavat shelo yitol mi balabais v'nosan la'ani. Me'ani v'nosan la'balabais. V'mnatol v'nosan. If he did, shlosh number two. And lemetav etiyot to the rabbin. Amar rabbin. Maybe this disproves rabbin. Because rabbin said, amav chifetz mitchilas dal l'sof dal b'rishis rabbin. If a person takes a chifetz from the beginning of four to the end of four in rishis rabbin, afal gav she'eviro derech olav chayev. So even if a person picked it up, he would still be right. He would still be chayev. So we say hasam lo nach hachanach over there. He didn't put it down ever in a place of tour, and therefore it's an akir shesarabim tour shesarabim. But here he did put it down in a place in the middle, and therefore it would be potter.